Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A former finance minister, Tendai Biti, warns Zimbabwe is entering a period of sustained economic recession with ZANU-PF failing to find a quick solution.
The economy is in a structural comatose. We are entering a period of sustained recession on the back of the deflation that is already there or the stagnation. Stagnation and deflation are the opposite of hyperinflation.
Farmers unhappy with the 2014-2015 maize producer price of $390 a ton announced yesterday by Agriculture Minister Joseph Made.
The $390 that was announced obviously falls far short the expectations of the farmers. And the major reason the farmers have come up with the $420 a ton is the input regime cost.
And the police in Bulawayo summoned Radio Dialogue boss for questioning after searching the community radio station's offices yesterday for equipment and documents allegedly capable of disseminating information they say is harmful to the interests of the state.
Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti has warned that Zimbabwe is entering a period of sustained economic recession as the economy is now in, quote, a structural comatose. Biti was responding to remarks yesterday by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa that the government is ready to work on a new indigenization model that will allow some foreigners to control more than a 51% stake in companies. Zimbabwe's economy has been on a downturn for over a decade, with most people living below the poverty line and firms either downsizing or pulling down the shutters. Zimbabwe has for the past 2 months recorded deflation in what analysts deem a further dangerous sign for the struggling economy.
Economists say the indigenization law and policy inconsistencies have resulted in Zimbabwe failing to attract the much-needed foreign investment. Chinamasa, however, said the government will, while easing the indigenization law, will not amend the policy but allow for flexibility in certain sectors. Indigenization Minister Francis Nema is expected to shortly table before cabinet plans to define thresholds and timelines for foreign-owned companies to comply with the empowerment law. Chinamasa indicated that government will for now allow foreigners to keep a majority stakes in banks as locals have no capital to buy the shares. BT tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the economy might take more than a decade to fix.
The economy is in a structural comatose. We are entering a period of sustained recession on the back of the deflation that is already there or the stagnation. Stagnation and deflation are the opposite of hyperinflation. Under a period of deflation, there is no movement in the economy. There is no aggregate demand. So people can open shops, but no one gets in. No one has got money to spend. And the unfortunate thing is that what a top economist called contractive, these contractive or Kuznets cycles can last you between 15 to 25 years. So we could actually be trapped in this cycle for at least 15 to 25 years. It has happened in places like the DRC Congo, places like Angola, places like Congo Brazzaville, and sometime in the history of this country, it has also happened. So that's the biggest threat which we have, which is the fear of a sustained period of recession, which African economies, and in particular the Zimbabwean economy, is prone to.
Do you think the current government has answers to all those problems that you have highlighted?
Regrettably, ZANU has no clues. ZANU has no desire. ZANU has no love to pull this economy out of the quagmire. It's an old and tired party with a captain who is 90 years old. So, you know, that's a huge number. with the relevant minister, basically a peasant farmer from somewhere in Chendambuya there. So they are way out of link. So not only do they lack the craft competence, but they also lack the genuine desire of seeing genuine solutions being implemented in Zimbabwe.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa is signaling a step back over black empowerment. Would this help?
Look, we've always been saying that white is the empowerment of the people is correct, and it's a noble project. No one can deny that the majority of people in a country should be empowered. The predatory manner in which ZANU-PF is going about it, the elitist manner in which ZANU-PF is going about it, the thuggish manner in which ZANU-PF is going about it is not sustainable. So what needs to be done is not the selective and eclectic manner in which Patrick Chinamasa is proposing. What needs to be done at the present moment is to simply repeal the Indigenization and Empowerment Act, and then amend the Zimbabwe Investment Authority Act so that you can encourage investment, but also encourage the foreign investor to take into account the need to also look after the local population and local empowerment, which can be done in so many ways: technology transfer, community development, education, and local procurement. Can you imagine if Zimplats were to procure 100% of its raw materials in Zimbabwe? That's serious empowerment.
That was former Finance Minister Tendai Biti speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.